It's a brilliant game. It's a game where it gives us another opportunity to test ourselves against the best. It gives us another opportunity to break records that we never have broken in a long time, you know. So, look, we are very respectful, and they're easily the best team in this country and have been for a long period of time. So it's a fantastic test for us, but it's a test that we're looking forward to. It's a test in front of our own supporters to see if we have closed the gap. But ultimately, in my opinion, we've closed the gap on all the rest. And now it's a test to see if we can close the gap on the best.
I think I remember when I spoke to you before Shamrock Rovers was just getting that big result. Well, then you got the big result down at Cork. But as you say, it's now the best is coming. Can you get the result now again?
Well, look, without going delving too far back, we got a great result against them, having been 2-0 down and showed tremendous character. But that is very much in the history books. But we know that they're coming here with a real focus. Since we took a point off them in Oriel, they've won 9 games on the bounce, which is incredible form. They have the best players in all positions. They have serial winners in all positions. But ultimately, it's a 90-minute game, and all we can control is ourselves and have our game plan right. And hopefully, if our game plan is right, we can actually show our supporters, more importantly, that we're actually not a bad side ourselves.
Obviously, you've got a new additions on there too, Connor Davis, and you've Darren McCauley, and just this morning Mark McChrystal has joined.
Brilliant, delighted. McCauley has worked extremely hard over the last couple of weeks to improve his fitness levels, having had a break from Inverness in terms of being off for a few weeks. But Connor Davis as well, fantastic signing for us, gives us another real attacking option. And as you say, Mark McChrystal comes on today, and Mark comes on the back of a wonderful career in the game, having captained Bristol Rovers, having captained Tranmere Rovers, and played in England for 7 or 8 years. I think he brings an experience to a relatively young side. He gives us competition for places, but he gives us that know-how that if we are ahead in games and Mark's there, and I've no doubt throwing him in wouldn't be a problem. But he's a guy that knows the setup. He knows the game. He knows the way we work. He's a boy I've known since he was 12 years of age. And he's a fantastic professional footballer and has been for the duration of his career. And if our young lads can learn anything, then there's a brilliant example there in Mark McChrystal that, you know, can show people what way a good attitude and good application that a good pro can achieve.
And obviously, the window's still open, so like any manager, you're still looking?
We're still looking. We still want to improve the squad, competition for places. But we're also looking to promote our young players. You know, we showed against Cliftonville recently, and them young players are still pushing very hard to come into this group. So we're in a good place. But yes, absolutely, we want to enhance the squad. We want to grow the squad. But as I've said consistently, if they can improve the group. I'm not going to bring people on just for numbers. I'm going to bring people on that I feel and the backroom staff feel can enhance the group.
And what are you like for tomorrow night regarding injuries or anybody back?
Well, it was great to get Darren Cole back on the pitch against Bohemians, and he's a fantastic. What a player. They brought him back into the fold. Michael McCrudden took part in training today, which was brilliant, but we're not going to rush Michael because obviously he's been out such a long time. We're just waiting on registration forms coming through for Darren McCauley because even though he's been here for a number of weeks, we couldn't put his paperwork through until Monday afternoon because the window, they weren't willing to receive or accept any signings before the 1st of July. So we have a bit of sweat on Darren, we have a bit of sweat on Connor Davis, and we have a bit of sweat on Mark McChrystal to see if they're registered for tomorrow night. But the one thing is for sure is the players that have played the last number of games are champing at the bat. They play at home, they don't dock.